Saint-Sulpice de Valerance, from the menhir to the port of Pierrefitte. Erected almost 45,000 years ago, the Pierrefitte menhir, which is reminiscent of a hand, is the most impressive of the prehistoric standing stone in the Saint-Emilion area. A listed historic monument since 1889, with a height of 5.5 meters and a weight of approximately 50 tons, it is the biggest megalith in southwest France. The closest outcrops of the arteriated fossil-rich limestone of which this stone is made are at least 2.5 kilometers away. Transporting and erecting a stone of this size must have been a huge task for the men of the late Neolithic, 2600 to 2300 before Christ. The circular hole, carved out in one corner of the menhir, about 70 centimeters above the ground, is traditionally presented as a recess in which offerings were placed. For a long time, the local inhabitants believed that this stone, along with the nearby Saint Martial fountain, was a source of fertility, prosperity, and healing. Many of them would come and pray there, a sign that this ancient site of worship had been Christianized. Still today, for the summer solstice on the Fête de la Saint-Jean, the festival of the menhir pays tribute to this ancestor of the architectural heritage of Saint-Emilion. The menhir appears in historical texts from the end of the 11th century under the name of Petrafixa. It was then associated with attacks on salt shipped along the Dordogne and then became a landmark indicating the port of Saint-Emilion, first mentioned in 1255. This raised stone was in fact one of the first markers mentioned in 1289 when the boundaries of the Saint-Emilion jurisdiction were defined. It marks the northwest boundary opposing the land of the Bastide of Libourne, which was created 20 years earlier. The port of Pierrefitte, on the edge of the parishes of Saint-Emilion and Saint-Sulpice de Valerance, was for a long time the main port in the jurisdiction through which most of the wine produced in the area was shipped, along with the other importing goods and exporting goods. The Dordogne River then gradually moved and now flows 150 meters, 500 feet, further south, leaving the menhir standing isolated in the middle of the vineyards.